I have to wait for my voice to get here. As in the introduction, I am married and have two sons.
我想首先跟大家介绍一下我自己。就读牧师有两个孩子，他有一个已婚，有两个孩子。
And our youngest son is in graduate school, working on his PhD.
我的小儿子呢，现在在研究所里面读书，他准备拿博士学位。
So I relate with many of you who are still in school and have family in school.
所以呢，我想跟大家当中的有些人就是很相似，就是有你们有家庭，然后呢，有些也在学校里面。
And I teach a class at the Christian University in our town.
我自己也在我们所在的城市里面教有关圣经的书。
My wife also works at the university as well.
我的太太也在大学里面工作。
So we're very involved in academic work as well.
所以呢，我们在学术界里面是就是非常的投入的。
Then we have an older son who has lived for a short time in Hong Kong.
我的大儿子呢，他在香港待过一段时间。
And has traveled in China.
他也去过中国内陆。
And a year ago, he lived in South Korea teaching English.
他一年前呢，他在南朝鲜那边教英文。
He looks so funny because he's about 6'3", teaching little kindergartners.
这个很有趣的是，他在是6'3", 然后呢，他教的那些对象那些是小小孩。
And he's excited that next month his company is sending him to China for a few weeks.
他很高兴下个月他的公司会把他送到中国去。
He loves the Asian people and the country.
他很喜欢亚洲国家和亚洲人。
So anytime I have a question about Asia, I go to my oldest son and he explains to me what's going on or what food are we eating.
所以呢，每次我有关亚洲的问题的时候，我都可以问他，然后他就会跟我解释，然后跟我说什么样的食物。
So I work for World Hope International.
我在世界希望机构工作。
And World Hope is the relief and development arm of the Wesleyan Church.
这世界希望组织呢，实际上是属于卫斯理教会的，是卫斯理教会专门做这个救援和发展工作的。
You might have received a pamphlet of ours when you came in.
你进来的时候，有些人可能拿到了这个单张。
And if you didn't, we'll have some more at the back table when you leave.
如果你没有拿到的话，那在后面的桌子上面，我们有放一些单张，你可以走的时候可以拿。
We work in about 20 countries around the world.
我们大概在20个国家中施工。
We provide fresh water wells for villages.
我们提供新鲜的水井。
We're involved in education and economic development.
我们也参与了帮助地方做教育还有经济发展的工作。
We're involved in anti-trafficking of people in several countries.
我们也做一些贩卖人口的工作。
And we also respond in emergency relief in times of disasters.
我们也I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I know what's going on here. They're correcting you, aren't they? Yes. I've done this before. So we work with lots of people around the world.
我们跟世界上很多国家的人一起同工。
And during the Ebola crisis in West Africa, we were a big company working there to help the people.
在伊波拉病毒爆发的时候，我们也在西非那边跟那些国家一起帮助地方的人。
We provided ambulances in Sierra Leone, West Africa.
我们在Sierra 这个国家里面呢，也是给他们。 提供一些就是救援的救护车。
And we drilled wells in hospitals and treatment centers so they had fresh water to treat the people.
我们在那边挖井，让他们有新鲜的水源，可以来做医治的救援的工作。
So there's more information at a table in the atrium if you want to know more about World Hope International.
所以呢，你如果想更多的了解世界希望机构的话，在外面这个大堂的走道里面，可以拿到更多的信息。
Well, every Christian here is on a mission.
我们每一个基督徒呢，都是在做一个宣道的工作。
The mission here is defined for us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
在哥林多后书第五章里面清楚地讲到。
I'll read it all in English and then let the translation happen. Now all things are of God who reconciled himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and he has committed the word of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
第五章第十八到第二十一节，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神记着我们劝你们一样，我们替基督求你们与神和好。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Have you ever thought about the last words that Jesus spoke when he was on earth?
你有没有想到就是耶稣基督在世界的最后讲话？
The last words that Jesus spoke are recorded in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
基督在世上最后讲的话呢，就是在使徒行传里面讲到。
And Jesus' last words were to the end of the earth.
他在使徒行传第一章第八节里面讲到，就是说直到地极。
When Jesus left this earth, he had missions on his mind.
当耶稣基督离开这世上的时候呢，他有一个宣道的这个想法。
Jesus came as a missionary.
他来到世上是作为一个宣道士的身份来的。
He wanted to make us missionaries and speakers of his word.
他要我们也成为宣道士，做他的代言人。
This weekend is the Global Mission Festival here at the church.
在我们教会呢，这个周末呢，是一个环球宣道的这个节日。
And there are many reasons to have a mission festival at church.
我们有这个节目呢，是有一个就是有一个有原因的。
The festival provides information for us.
它提供了我们很多的信息。
We need to have our eyes open to the needs of the world.
我们必须张开我们的眼睛，看到世界的需要。
And we need to see what God is doing in the world.
我们也需要知道神在这世上是做的怎样的工。
And to think about how can we personally get involved in God's mission in the world.
而且我们必须想我们怎样来参与这份事工。
There are many who are ignorant of our responsibility to help spread the word.
我们有一些人呢，对一点都不在乎我们的职任是要把福音传出去。
By studying the Bible, we see that God has a missionary heart.
但是呢，当我们读圣经的时候，我们知道神要我们有宣道的。
And he sent us in the world as missionaries to go out for him.
他差遣我们出去做他的宣告宣教士。
We go with the missionary message that we might fulfill the Great Commission.
所以好让我们可以把这个大使命完成。
Well, another reason for the festival this weekend is for inspiration.
第二个原因就是我们要有这样的节日呢，就是说，它会激发我们。
We pray that everyone would get a heart for missions.
我们向神祷告，求神让每一个人都有这么一颗心来宣教。
We want you to support the missionary work in the church with your offerings.
我们要大家来支持我们的宣教。
And we want you to be inspired to share the word of God wherever you are and wherever you go.
我们也要大家就是不管在何时何地都能够也一样的宣教。
We believe that God's people need to be excited about missions.
我们相信神的子民应该有这个宣教的这份激动的心。
After all, Jesus was excited enough to come to earth as a missionary to us.
因为耶稣做了我们的榜样，他来到这个世上宣教。
And he commanded us to have a missionary heart to go wherever he sends us.
而且他给我们的诫命就是去他送我们的去的地方宣教。
The last command that Jesus gave to his followers was the Great Commission.
他最后给我们，耶稣最后给我们的诫命就是大使命。
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations.
这是在马太福音里面讲到，就是你们去让万民做我的门徒。
This command was not just given to the first century disciples.
他这个诫命不仅仅是给第一代的基督徒。
Some people think that is just what he told those few followers of his.
有一些人觉得说这个只是基督对他那个门徒讲的。
But as Christ followers in the 21st century, that command is for us as well.
但是呢，作为二十一世纪的基督徒，这个诫命同样适合我们。
God has given Christians the job of telling the world about Him.
神给我们的任务就是我们要跟世上的人传讲有关他的福音。
And there's a great need to tell others about Jesus Christ.
我们需要有这么一个很大的需要，就是我们要告诉世上有关基督的好消息。
There are so many who do not know of the love of Jesus.
有很多人都不知道基督的爱。
We can think of family members who don't know about Jesus.
我们可以马上想到的就是一些家人，他们不知道耶稣基督。
I think of my own family and go, oh, I know people in my family who do not know the love of Jesus yet.
当我想到我自己的家人的时候，我就想到我有一些人呢，家里有一些人还知道耶稣的爱。
There are so many people who look to fill something in their life that's missing with many other things.
有些人呢，很多人生活在这世上，虽然他们有很多的东西，但是呢，他们觉得自己的生活空缺了，少了一下什么东西。
But we know that someone is not complete until they know God and that God loves them.
但我们作为基督徒，我们知道，只有当人认识了神的时候，才能完全，而且神爱我们。
We have this secret that can make a person whole, and we need to share it.
我们有这个一个一样的这个知道这个秘密，就是神能使人完全。那我们必须把这个秘密告诉给人家。
We want to inform and inspire the church to hear God calling them into missions.
我们要让这教会知道，而且也要激励他们，让他们知道说神呼召他们去做宣教。
Because we believe that lost people matter to God.
因为我们知道，迷失的人对神来说是很重要的。
Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15 says, Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent?
在罗马书第十章第十三到第十五节讲到，凡求告主名的就必得救，然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？
When the great missionary Hudson Taylor was on his way to Asia, he was confronted one day by the ship's captain on the voyage over.
当那个就是著名的传道家拜德生去亚洲的时候，他坐船去，那个船长就质问，就问他，就驳问他。
The captain said, Taylor, do you think the heathen will be lost if you don't go to Asia?
他这个船长就对拜德生说，你觉得说你如果不去亚洲的话，人就会迷失吗？就是外邦人就会迷失吗？
And Taylor replied, I think the heathen are lost, and that's why I'm going.
戴德生回答说，就是因为他们迷失了，所以我才去。
Do you really believe that people without Christ are lost?
你相信那些没有耶稣基督的人是迷失的吗？
Do you really believe that Jesus gives the good news for a life?
你相信耶稣给生命带来好消息吗？
Do you really believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven?
你相信耶稣基督是唯一通往天堂的道路吗？
Then we must be sensitive to hear God's call on our life to share the good news.
如果是的话，那么我们就必须对神的呼召敏感，能够
Now God has not left our missionary enterprise to chance or to circumstances out of our control.
神并没有把我们放在一个好像随机的不能够控制的地位。
God has told us perfectly how he wants us to carry out the mission.
神他清清楚楚地告诉我们怎样去做这一个事工传传统。
And he's given us the tools to do it.
而且他也给我们工具。
We must first capture God's passion.
我们首先呢，我们必须抓住神的这份热忱。
The first step is the most critical.
这个是最重要的。
Before a person gets concerned about reaching others, they must fully fall in love with Jesus Christ.
在我们要传福音之前呢，我们必须真正完完全全的爱耶稣基督。
Because then we see God's heart for the world when we really know Him.
当我们真正了解他的时候，我们才能明白他的心肠。
The verses we've already read are just a few into the windows of God's heart to reach the world.
我们刚刚读的经文呢，只是让我们就是一个小小的窗口，让我们窥见神的。
The Apostle Peter said that God is not willing that any should die.
使徒彼得说过，神不愿。
But he wants all of them to come to him.
神愿一人得救，不愿万人成功。
And we can tap into God's power.
第二个就是我们能够利用神的能力。
In Acts 1:8, Jesus leaves us one of the greatest promises he gave.
在使徒行传第一章第八节，我们看到耶稣给我们很大的应许。
Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and God has given to each of you a supernatural resource for His work."
在里面讲到。就是我们当我圣灵降在我们的身上的时候，我们就得着能力，所以神给我们超自然的力量去做事工。
The power of missions is not in money or in manpower.
事工的能力不是在 钱财，也不是在人力。
The power of missions is the Holy Spirit living in us.
真正的能力是圣灵住在我们的心中。
And each of us can tap into God's power to do the work He's called us to do.
我们每一个人都能够借用神的这份能力来做神的工。
Witnessing is not dependent on your personality.
我们为神做见证，并不是在乎你的个性。
It's not dependent on your persuasiveness to others.
也不在乎你有多大的说服力。
It's not dependent on your position.
也不在乎你的职位。
It's dependent on your tapping into the power of God.
而是在乎你能够借用神的能力。
And every Christian has that power available to them.
而且每一个基督徒都有这样的能力给他们。
And if you have that power, you don't need anything else.
如果你有这样的能力，你不需要任何其他的东西。
God will supply the rest.
神会供给我们其他所有的。
And sometimes that's through the church gathering together.
有时候呢，是通过所有的人，教会所有的人都在一起。
That we can share with somebody, hey, I want to share Jesus' love with someone. Pray for me.
我们可以说，对教会的弟兄姐妹说，我要跟其他的人做传福音，为我祷告。
And so we as the church need to rally together to pray for those who are sharing Christ's love with others.
所以作为教会，我们必须在一起，为那些传福音的人祷告。
We need to notice that there's a purpose in the power that God gave us.
我们必须知道有神给我们这个能力是有目的的。
The Holy Spirit power is given so that you will be my witnesses.
神给我们这个能力呢，是要我们去为他做见证。
The Holy Spirit isn't given for your enjoyment.
他这个能力给我们不是只是让我们享受。
The Spirit's power is given for us to work and to do His task.
他是让我们来做他的事工。
The reason that God gives each person the presence and power of Jesus is because we can share the love of Jesus.
能力赐给我们的原因呢，是让我们能够把基督的福音传出去。
The goal of the Spirit-filled life is so vital that we need to be connected to Christ, so we can't stop talking about Christ.
我们必须与基督紧紧的相连，然好让我们能够不住的传讲他。
Jesus is the person of missions.
耶稣是这个我们宣道的这个中心。
The Spirit is the power of missions.
这个圣灵呢是传道的能力。
And witnessing is the plan of missions.
那做见证呢就是这个计划。
And we are the people on a mission.
那我们就是做这个宣道的工人。
God's plan to reach the world is us.
神让我们去把他的福音传到这个地级。
God doesn't have another plan outside of the people of the church.
他没有其他的计划，他的计划就是让我们去做这份工。
If we don't do it in the Spirit's power, it doesn't get done.
如果我们不靠着圣灵的能力去做的话，那这份工就没法做下去。
Nobody can win everybody.
没有一个人能够赢得所有的人。
But everybody can win somebody.
但是每一个人都能够赢得一些人。
We may be the answer to someone else's prayers that we share with someone.
我们可能就是正好是有些人在祷告说有人去传福音，我们可能就是正好是这些人。
Now all God has called us to do is to be a witness.
神要我们做的就是让我们见证他。
A witness just simply tells what they've seen and heard and what they've experienced.
作为一个见证人呢，我们就是只是讲我们看到的，我们听到的。
God has not asked us to persuade or force or manipulate people.
神没有叫我们一定要强迫人家来或者通过一些手段来让人家来信他。
He simply called us to share what God has done in our life.
他只是要我们跟人家分享神怎样在我们的生命中做工。
Jesus Christ is the only universal need in the world.
耶稣基督是这个世上唯一一个每个人都需要的。
He is the need of the communist and the capitalist.
共产党需要他，那这个资本主义也需要他。
He is the need of the Republican and the Democrats.
那民主党也需要他，共和党也需要他。
He's the need of people in America and the people of Asia.
美国人需要他，亚洲人也需要他。
He is the need of those who are very wealthy and those who have nothing.
他富人需要他，穷人也需要他。
The greatest need that we have is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们最需要的就是我们和耶稣基督的这个私人的关系。
It's amazing to think that God has no other plan, that we are His method to share the gospel.
真的是想到神就是没有其他的计划，他的计划只是让我们成为他传福音的传佳音的信息带这个传道人的时候，真的是想起来真的是觉得说很让人很惊奇的事情。
So he's given us a plan to follow.
所以呢，神给我们一个计划，让我们能够这样子去跟着这个计划走。
We can read it again in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
我们可以再重新读一下《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
We are to be witnesses for Jesus in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
我们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做他的见证。
He's not only told us how to go, but he's told us where to go.
他不但跟我们讲说怎样去，他还跟我们讲说到哪里。
And when the disciples heard this word, they were living in Jerusalem.
当这些门徒听到耶稣基督对他们这样讲的时候，那时候他们住在耶路撒冷。
It was not their hometown.
耶路撒冷不是他们的家乡。
None of the disciples were born and raised in Jerusalem.
没有一个门徒是在耶路撒冷出生。
So it makes us think Jesus was calling them to be his disciples and share right where they lived.
耶稣基督那时候就跟他们说，就是在要他们住的那个地方传讲福音。
And maybe God's calling you to share with people in a place that's not your hometown.
有可能耶稣基督呼召你去跟那些就不在你出生的地方的人去传讲福音。
But God says, start right where you are.
但神说，就从你身边开始。
Now this church is a great church that prays for missions.
我们这个教会真的是很好，我一直为宣道祷告。
It's a church that gives for missions.
这个教会也奉献，为宣道奉献。
But if we're to be a great church, we need to live for Jesus right where we are now.
但要成为一个好的教会，我们必须就是为基督而活，就在当下。
And Jesus says we're to expand our witness to a greater area.
耶稣也说，我们必须把见证再传开出去。
We need to not only reach our neighbor, but we need to reach a larger community.
我们不仅要让我们的邻舍知道，我们也要让更大的社区知道。
And the circle gets larger of where Christ calls us to share.
而且呢，这个就是会越传越远的。
And he doesn't say share, and when that's done, then go to the next area.
他没有说你就是。 只在一个地方传，然后当你所有的都传遍了，你才到另外一个地方去。
I read the scripture. He says, "You share in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth."
啊，在这个经文里面讲到的是，在耶路撒冷和犹太全地和亚玛利和撒玛利亚和地极。
These are not to be done when one is completed. We go to the next one, but we're to be expanding out to the whole world.
这不是说好像是一个之后才另外一个的。
We do that individually, and we do that as part of a larger church.
啊，我们是要同时进行，就我们一个作为个人，我们宣道；我们作为教会，我们宣道。
I was with a team one time with World Hope International in Zambia.
在我有一次我跟一个团队到赞比亚去。
Villages in Zambia, Africa, can be very hot and humid.
那边的天气呢，就是很闷热。
We sat at outside of a hut in a little village in Zambia.
我们坐在一个就是一个土茅屋外面。
And we sat with a grandmother who held her youngest grandchild while two other grandchildren ran around and played around the hut.
在这个土茅屋。外面呢有个老妈妈，她就抱着她的孙子，一个最小的孙子，然后另外两个孙子就在周围玩耍。
Grandma shared how the parents of these boys had died of AIDS.
这个老祖母呢就告诉我们说，小孩子的父母因为艾滋病去世了。
This left the oldest one, the 10-year-old, as head of the household.
这呢，这时他父母去世之后，跟最大的儿子十岁呢，就成为家长。
Grandma lived in a far-off village and didn't know that the parents had died.
那时候这个老祖母她是住在另外一个乡村里面，她根本不知道小孩子的父母亲已经去世。
It was some time before she heard that her grandsons were living on their own.
在她听到这个消息之前呢，她的孙子自己生活了一段的时间。
She came and brought what little she had to help with these three boys.
她一听到的就带着一些东西来到，跟这些她的孙子一起住。
But there wasn't much at this little hut.
但是呢，在他们屋子里面没有什么东西。
They had no electricity, no refrigerator, no food.
没有电，没有冰箱，也没有食物。
They had no bed, just some blankets thrown in the corner of the dirt hut.
没有床，只有一条旧的毯子，就是扔在一个角落里面。
Our team brought to Grandma some cooking oil and some meal to make into a food for the boys.
我们的团队带给这个老妈妈带来了，就是食用油和一些食物。
We shared that because of the love of Jesus, we brought this gift for her.
我们跟她说，因为耶稣的爱，我们带了这些礼物来给她。
And she sat and listened to our story about the love of Jesus.
她就坐在那边听我们讲耶稣的爱。
And she turned to me and said, "This message is very important, isn't it?"
她然后听完了，她就转过身来对我说，这个相信是很重要的。
And I thought, yes. I said, yes, this is an important message of love of Jesus for you and your boys.
我说，对啊，这个是一个对你和你的孙子都很重要的信息。
She thought about it for a little bit and said, if this is so important, why did you wait so long to come?
然后呢，她坐在那边想了一下，就对我说，如果这个真的很重要，为什么你等了这么久？
It's funny at one side that we had waited when we had the resources.
听起来好像很可笑，就是我们有这么多的资源，然后我们等这么长的时间。
But it was very serious on our hearts that we had the resources and we waited so long to help.
但是呢，在我们的心中是很重的。我们有这么多的资源，但是呢，我们却等了这么长的时间。
Why do we wait so long to bring the good news of Jesus?
我们为什么等了这么长的时间才把耶稣基督的好消息传出去？
And there were many other orphan children and villages like this across Zambia.
在赞比亚有很多像这样的孤儿。
And God is calling us to reach our neighbors and to reach the world with His love.
神呼召我们去到世界上去，去传讲他的，更多的传给他的。
We have the power of the Holy Spirit to share.
我们有圣灵的能力去把这个福音分享出去。
And we have the resources, even if it is just to go next door and tell them about Jesus.
我们就是资源，即便就是说我们去跟我们的邻居讲耶稣基督的好消息。
I hope you find your place in sharing the good news of Jesus.
我希望你也找到你的位置。
Pastor, come and share with us.
We are very thankful to the Lord. He through George 牧师给我们的分享，跟重新提醒我们。我们真正的使命是什么？那是每一个我们做得到。在您手中可能已经有一本小小的书，有没有？这个就是我们教会支持的宣教士，我们可以为他们祷告，我们拿着为他们祷告。我们有中国血统的人，很多在中国听到福音，是因为很多年前有宣教士、有医生、副长。来到中国，将福音传给大家，一代一代的传上去。如果神也呼召你要去某一个地方的话，愿意你也顺服。感谢主，我们今天也是每个月的第一个礼拜，也是我们守圣餐，纪念主耶稣基督来到这个世上，为我们洗，让我们得救，然后也派我们出去做他的工作的时候，我先请服事的师事沾这个圣餐分给大家，然后我们一同在经文当中